The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And also
do please be seated. Well, may I add my welcome to that of Katrina, the area dean. It's really good to be here tonight gathered. Welcome to those who have come to support Oliver and Lucy as they become to begin ministry in this place. Those who have been part of your journey through the years, not least, of course, those who have made the long and arduous trek from Burford, who have braved the diocesan boundaries between Oxford and Gloucester. It's much better over here. It's really good to have you with us this evening. Welcome to representatives of the community. Welcome to family. Good to have you with us. We come tonight, as Christians must always come together, as thankful people. We come thankful for the life of this benefice. We come thankful for ministry sustained here through the centuries. We come thankful for these last years and for these last months. I know that Stephen is not able to be with us this evening, and I'm particularly sorry at that, but do want to express thanks to Stephen Blake for his ministry in this place, together with other clergy, retired clergy who serve this benefice so well, with readers, with lay leaders, with church wardens. Thank you for your ministry here. We come thankful that God is faithful, and thankful that God calls us to ministry. And we come thankful, Oliver, that God has called you to this place. And we come to surround you with our love and with our prayers as you and we in this place begin this new chapter in ministry. And one of the great moments of these services is to find out who it is that we are getting. And who better to tell us that than Oliver's training incumbent, Tom. Tom, we welcome you and we look forward to hearing your commendation.
Well, it's a real honour to be here and a privilege to speak briefly to commend Oliver and Lucy to you. I think there are two major things that you want in a Christian minister. The first is they need to love the Lord Jesus Christ. And the second is they need to be committed to the ministry of word and spirit and word and prayer. And with Oliver, you have both. You have a man who loves the Lord Jesus Christ and will do all that he can to commend the Lord Jesus to you. And the second, again, he is a man who loves the word of God, who enjoys the privilege of preaching and is committed to prayer. And so let me commend him to you. But also let me briefly say to you as the new church community of which they're a part, that I've been reading recently a book by Rico Tice that says that success is being good at things that matter and failure is being good at things that don't. Let me encourage you to keep encouraging Oliver and make sure he has time to be good at the things that matter, that he has time to prepare, the time to read the scriptures so that he might teach you well, that you might grow up as mature Christians in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. So let me commend him to you. But also, as I was asking the children over dinner earlier, what should I say about Oliver and Lucy? They said, Oliver is brilliant at the guitar, and Lucy is incredibly kind and a brilliant artist. So enjoy them, and let me commend them to you.
Tom, thank you. So now I ask the parish representatives to present Oliver.
Bishop Robert, I present to you Oliver to be licensed and installed as priest in charge of the benefice of Broadwell, Evenrode, Oddington, Aberystwyth, and Westford, with Ickham and Bleddington.
I thank you for your presentation. I welcome Oliver and will gladly license him. If you are able, would you stand? Pray for Oliver. We ask for God's blessing upon him. We pray for the life of this benefice and for the ministry in which we share. God, our Father, Lord of all the world, through your Son, you have called us into the fellowship of your universal church. Hear our prayer for your faithful people that in their vocation and ministry each may be an instrument of your love. And give to your servant Oliver the needful gifts of grace through our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We sit for our readings.